trip down the time tunnel of Top Tunes. Under the tree, for me, this season, something I've not seen for a very long time. A greatest hits album. And it got me wondering, what became of them? And when did the compilation, the greatest hits album, first begin?
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your valentine.
The first officially released greatest hits album, 1958. Johnny Mathis, Johnny's Greatest Hits. Sold a million copies in its first year and spent 490 weeks on the top 40 charts. Back then, singles were the main game. One song on either side of a 45 RPM record. By 1958, Johnny Mathis had made six. Columbia Records put them out again on one album. Fans bought it, and record companies had found a new way to earn bucks, big bucks, from old songs.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, once she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
The first of two Eagles' greatest hits albums went on to prove how successful the format could be. This became the first ever officially recognised platinum album. It was the best-selling album of the 20th century in the United States. 45 million sales worldwide, one of the five best-selling albums of all time. Legend, the best of Bob Marley, a great way into his music. A record-breaking 465 consecutive weeks in the album charts.
People try to put us to down,
talking about my generation,
just because we get around,
talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful,
talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old,
talking about my generation.
1971, The Who, Meaty, Beaty, Big and Bouncy. In the UK, it was a greatest hits compilation. But some songs had not been previously released in the US, which treated it as a new album.
Just to keep you in.
Say. Best of Bowie, released back in 2002, and not his first compilation either. This one a great way into his very broad back catalogue. A lot of bands resist making best ofs, the hits stripped from the albums and the context in which they were born. As a genre, greatest hits can be a bit of a cash grab, but this one stands out as one of the most important records ever made.
I went to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. I went to the crossroads.
'61, King of the Delta Blues Singers, a compilation of Robert Johnson songs 23 years after his death, when he was virtually unknown in the US, just about anywhere. Thanks to this record, he's known and remembered the world over. Eventually, record companies moved on from individual artists and took to best of styles and best of eras. In King's KTEL Records from Disco Motion, 1977, and
it's almost summer, and I can almost feel that sweet sunshine pouring out this heart of mine. Ooh. Yes, it's almost summer. And each sweet day slowly frying. I can't wait for the summertime.
It's almost summer. Billy Thorpe from KTEL's compilation Ripper 76. Streaming has killed off the greatest hits and best of genres. Why make an album when all the component songs are available online? But a thoughtful soul found one for me this festive season from a band I'd always liked but never knew that well. From The Cure's greatest hits album, Just Like Heaven.
Thank you. Just like heaven.